It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God, that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? It's a great and glorious day. I'm glad you've joined us. I'd like for you to turn your Bibles open to Philippians chapter 4. We're going to read verse 4 through 7. 4 through 7. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 through 7. While you're turning your Bibles, opening your Bibles, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor. Love to invite you to services. We have services on Sunday morning at 9:30 is Sunday school, 10:35 is church service, 7 o'clock on Sunday night we have Bible study, studying the book of Isaiah right now. Then on Monday night, on the 1st and 3rd, we've changed just a little bit. On the 1st and 3rd Monday nights, we are up at the La Harpe nursing home at the health care center there. At 7 o'clock, we have Bible study there. You're welcome to join us. We have a great time in studying the Word there. That's the first and third Monday night at 7 o'clock. On Tuesday afternoon at 1 o'clock, we have a ladies' Bible study here at the church, and so you're sure invited to come to that and would enjoy that. And you Wednesday night, then, we are back here at church at 7 o'clock in the Bible study, studying the book of Deuteronomy right now on Wednesday night. And then the fourth, Thursday night of each month, normally the last Thursday night of the month, why we're in the La Harpe area once again with a Bible study there at 7 o'clock. And it's just a joy. We love studying the Word of God, and between the radio program that's on at 8:30 to 9 o'clock, we just enjoy having and enjoy studying the Word of God. And I'm glad that you've joined us today, that we can study it once again. We don't like missing any opportunities to study the Word of God. So I'm glad you joined me. Now, if you've got your Bibles open, we're to Philippians chapter 4. I'm going to read from the 4th through the 7th verse. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Love reading the Word of God. Let's go to the Word to the Lord in prayer after reading the Word. Father, I ask you that you will help us, guide and lead us as we study your precious Word. I thank you for your wisdom. I thank you for your continual growing of my life. And I ask that you continue to do that in my life as well as every other believer, Lord. And I ask, Father, that you will draw people unto you, those that are lost. They're lost in their sin. They're dying. Lord, they need to be saved. They must be saved. They must be born again. I ask, Father, that they'll recognize that today, and today be the day that they come to know you as their Savior, knowing, Father, they're going to have to spend and will spend eternity in hell if they do not come to you by faith and you alone. It's no faith or grace plus works. Father, we know that we just come to you by faith, turn to you, and you will save us and keep us eternally, Father. It's a joy to be a believer. It's a joy to know we are sealed unto the forever. It's great, Lord. Please, I thank you for that. Now, please, that you use us in a mighty way, and you will guide and lead us now. And I ask you, Father, that you'll teach us just exactly what you have us that we need to learn today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Last time we were looking at rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. We've got just a few verses of Scripture here that I would like to read for you. They're very sweet verses of Scripture. I love not only teaching most of the time, it seems that we have been in the New Testament, although we did go back to the book of Jonah here some time ago. And when we started the study, we were in the book of Jonah. And then we come to the New Testament, and we've been in the New Testament ever since. But on Sunday night and Wednesday night, both right now, we are in the Old Testament, and I love studying not only the Old Testament but the New Testament as well. If you take your Bibles and turn back to Psalms 94, there's just a few verses, sweet verses of Scripture. The Word of God's full of rejoicing. And again, Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. If you'll turn back to Psalms 94, verse 19, it tells us, "In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul." That's how we rejoice. That's the way we rejoice, when God's thoughts and His will is our will. And that's what we talked about last week. We didn't get to these verses. I wanted to read these for you before we continued. Psalms 104, verses 33 and 34. Psalms 104, verses 33 and 34. "I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of Him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord." Isn't that beautiful and sweet verses of Scripture? Now let's come back. And again, I had several, but I just read those two back in Psalms for you. Now, Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, once again, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again, I say rejoice. That should be our life, a life of rejoicing. And it can be, and it can be true, and it can be real, and it can come down from down deep in your heart, my friend, if you know Jesus and walk after Him. "Let your moderation be known unto all men." Let your moderation be known unto all men. Looking up the word moderation, it's a good disposition towards other men, towards each other. Be patient. Be very patient. You know, it's so important, my friend, that we are patient with each other, that we search the Word of God, and we stand upon the Word of God, and we have great patience in helping others to learn the Word of God, to come to Jesus, first of all, to know they're lost, know they need to be saved, come to Jesus and be saved. That we have great patience, and we do not become disturbed and impatient when someone seems to reject Jesus and doesn't pay attention to Jesus, or maybe there's someone that has an alternate belief in the Word of God. I'm not telling you to change your mind. I'm not telling you to weaken your stand, but I am telling you, my friend, that very patiently and many times very quietly, we need to be in prayer that God can change the heart. Show us the truth. Father, each time when I come to the Lord Jesus, I pray, Father, lead me, teach me your word, teach me what's right. I must know the truth. And when He confirms by His word, with His Spirit, in my heart, in my life, the truth, then I teach the truth and I stand upon the truth, and I do it very solidly and very boldly. I don't move from it. But if someone disagrees with me, we make the stand, I don't move. If I've studied the Word of God and I know it to be true, I don't move. But I don't shout it from the housetops that I am right and they're wrong. Many times, my friend, we have to be quiet and be patient and be in prayer that God will show each and every one the truth, and including us, that we know the truth. You know, many times there's truths that we feel that we know, that we thought we'd been taught, and we thought it was in the Word of God, but when you really search the Word, it's truths that you can't find because some man has taught it to us. And some man that taught it with such enthusiasm that we knew it was right, but we never went into the Word of God, and we never trusted upon the Holy Spirit to teach us the truth. So you must do that. And you know, we've talked about that in the past weeks and months, that I've asked you to take your church constitution, your church doctrine, take that out and look unto the Word of God with every one of those stands that you're making, and see that it's exactly what the Word of God's telling you, that you can back what you believe by the Word of God. Sometimes that upsets people. When I name names of churches that have left the Word of God, sometimes you get upset. I don't care if you get upset or not. I want you to get right. And the way you get right is by going to the Word of God. But many of you are too scared to do that. Sometimes you're too lazy to do that. There's a lot of reasons why that you're not getting yourself right. There's a lot of reasons why you're not saved today is because you're trusting in some man's teaching and not in the Word of God. I want you to trust in the Word of God. I want you to stand upon the Word of God. I want all your beliefs to be based upon the Word of God. Now, if you're going to do that, we're going to have great fellowship together, because first thing that's going to happen, you're going to get saved. Next thing that's going to happen, you're going to get your heart right, and you're going to start moving some of these things that you thought was so right and so true. You're going to find them to be wrong, and you're going to turn to the Lord Jesus and say, God, please forgive me. Please forgive me, because I've misunderstood the Word of God. I didn't know that it wasn't in there. I trusted in some man. Please, that you'll do that, that you'll look unto the Word of God and confirm what you believe. And maybe you can go into there and you'll find everything that your church stands for is in the Word of God. Now don't be yanking verses out of here and there. Take the whole Bible from cover to cover. From the beginning of Genesis to the end of Revelation, you need to search that Word. And don't be yanking things out of context to prove what you want to say. I try to be very, very careful to always keep it in context. Look at the Word of God. Study the Word of God. But my friend, there's a reason why that we need to know the Word of God. Let your moderation be known unto all men. Be very patient, but be consistent. Stand upon the truth. Stay there. Enjoy that precious Word. The reason we need to look so carefully, my friend, we need to understand that the Lord is at hand. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. Let's be very patient. Show them you're a Christian. See, that's the difference from the world. The world is very impatient. I've known a lot of people that confess to be Christian. Some of them I'm sure are. But they're sure not patient. They're sure not searching that Word. Let your moderation be known unto all men. A lot of people fly off the handle just like the world does. A lot of people throw a fit just like the world does. A lot of people that, and these are all people I'm saying that say they're Christians. They're not rejoicing. They're grumbling. They're not satisfied with what they have. They're never content with what they have. They're always wanting more. They're not patient. They're not patient with their wife, with their children, with their husband, with their friends, with their boss. They're not patient with anybody. Because, my friend, they're not content. Now, there's a couple reasons why, and we talked about most of those last week. One of them, for sure, both of them, really. One of them is that you can never be content till you're a believer in Jesus Christ. So you must be saved. Let's take care of that. Come to the cross of Calvary and be saved today. That sweet gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Now that you're saved, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Then it's time to live for Jesus. In order to live for Jesus, you must know His will if you're going to live for Him, if you're going to rejoice, if you're going to have the patience that God wants you to have. To deal with the people of this world and the things of this world. And you have to have the patience in order to rejoice. But many times through the Word of God, God gives us a time schedule. He gives us a time scale, and He says here, the Lord is at hand. My friend, we need to be rejoicing. We need not to be looking down the next 20 years, 30 years, 40 years that I can make enough money so I can retire, so that I can buy that big boat or that big camper or buy that big home or retire just to leave the plant or the job or whatever I'm working at, that I can leave it early so I can relax, so I can go doing what I want to do. I can go fishing, I can go hunting, I can do all, I can go play golf, I can do anything. I can go south in the wintertime, come back north in the summertime. I can do those things. Oh, I desire so much to do those things. You know, many times, and Christians are caught up in this, that they spend all of their time and much of their money in planning that life after their work is over. They don't have enough money because they're sticking, excuse me, they're sticking so much money. Forgive me for my voice. They're sticking so much money into their retirement plan that they're robbing God. They don't have enough to give. They don't have enough to give their tithe and their offering unto the Lord because they got to save. My friend, we need to show our life. We need to show that we are a Christian. We need to be rejoicing. We need to be very, very patient. Be very understanding, because that's something that's different from the world. And that's something I notice probably quicker than anything else. When somebody says they're saved and they try to act like they're saved, but they're not patient. They're not content. I'm not going to say they're lost, but I'm saying they're definitely not living for the Lord Jesus. They're not rejoicing. And they don't understand that the Lord is at hand. You know, as we look at some verses of Scripture here, I've got one in Romans chapter 14. Romans chapter 14, verses 6 through 12. Romans 14, verses 6 through 12. He that regardeth the day, regardeth it unto the Lord. He that regardeth not the day, to the Lord he doth not regard it. He that eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks. He that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not, and giveth God thanks. For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. For whether we live, or whether unto the Lord, or whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ both died, and rose, and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and the living. But why dost thou judge thy brother, or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, As I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. Now, my friend, there's going to be a day. Both the saved and the lost. But there's going to be a day that we're going to stand before that great and wonderful God, the Judge, the Lord Jesus. And to a believer, we're not going to sit there and try to decipher and figure out whether we're lost or we're saved, because we know we're saved. Because there are different judgments. We know we're saved because we've come by faith to Jesus, and we know His Word is true. But we're going to be judged for what we've done, not for our salvation, but for our God. We're going to be judged for what we've done for Jesus. And my friend, we know in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, that the Lord is at hand. Are you prepared to meet Jesus? Have you got your life in order? Is everything in proper order that you're ready to meet Jesus? You're going to. I can't say it's going to be tonight, but I can't say it's not going to be tonight. I can't say it's going to be by the end of the week, but I'm not sure. It could be the end of the week. I'm not sure that it won't come before the turn of the century. I'm not sure. But be ready, because you can't say he's not. Nor can I, because we don't know. But we do know he's coming. Just because he's tarried so long, I believe Paul felt like he was coming in his lifetime. And that's been almost 2,000 years ago. I believe that he's coming in my lifetime. and I live each day that he's coming. How do you live each day? Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. You better count every day. And you better rejoice in it. You better count everything that you have and rejoice in it. Rejoice in it in the name of the Lord. Let your moderation be known unto all men. Your lifestyle ought to be different. Your lifestyle ought to be pleasing unto the Lord Jesus. For the Lord is at hand. He's coming again, my friend. Just because it's been a while, don't think he's not coming. They thought the same thing before Jesus was born here upon earth and took on the body of a man. They decided the Messiah would never come. Well, he came. He came to seek and to save those that are lost. He died on the cross of Calvary that you and I can live. My friend, he's coming again. That's going to do one of two things. It's going to excite you or it's going to scare you, but I don't care which one it does. I just hope it awakens you. I do hope you can rejoice. I hope you're excited. But if you can't say that I'm excited, then you better get right. And just maybe you'll have time if you start now. But if you tarry any longer, you can be too late. Let's get your life straightened out. Let's stop living like the world, acting like the world. Let's stop that. Let's begin and be like Jesus. Let's live a life that's pleasing unto God, that's holy, that's separated. Separated from this world. Different. Different. I want you to live a different life. I want to walk out there and I want to see the difference. I want to see it in your face. I want to see it in your lifestyle. I want to see it in the way you deal with people. You see, it's very evident being a Christian. There's no question about it. It's very clear. It's very clear. The Lord is at hand. I hope that you know that. And if all of a sudden those words have cut right down deep into your heart, then be ready, my friend, because he's coming. He's coming. And he's coming soon. You're going to meet him face to face soon if you're a believer in Jesus Christ. So what's going to happen? In just a few minutes, what's going to happen? The church, every true believer in the Lord Jesus, every true believer, the trump will sound. Those that are in the grave, those that have died, those graves are going to open. In their body, they'll receive a glorified body. They'll come up out of that grave, and their body and their soul will be reunited. Those of us that are alive when this happens, we will follow those that have come out of the grave. We will follow those. We will receive our glorified body. And we're going to head for heaven. And we're going to go to heaven, and we're going to be up there for 7 years. And we're going to have a most beautiful meal. It's the marriage supper of the Lamb. During that time, you folks that choose not to trust in the Lord Jesus will go through the most horrible time of your life. And it's called the Great Tribulation. Oh, the first few years won't seem to be too bad. As the Antichrist begins to take hold and he fools you with lies and he deceives you. But my friend, that last 3.5 years, you're going to begin to see his color. And if you've abided by that Antichrist, if you've followed after that liar, that deceiver, that leader of false prophets, If you followed him and you got the mark, then there's nothing you can do. They call it the mark of the beast. My friend, I want you to know that you have to come to Jesus and be saved. You must refuse the mark, but you also must come by faith to Jesus and be saved. If you'd come now, you won't have to face that. If you come today, you won't have to go into that tribulation. You won't have to face the most horrible times. Terrible times. My mind can't imagine what it's going to be like. I don't want anybody to go into the tribulation. I don't want anybody to face that. I don't want anybody to go to hell. I want you to come to Jesus today and be saved. I want you to be able to rejoice today. I want you to know that the Lord's at hand. My friend, I didn't really intend to get off into what's to come. I didn't mean to really get off and talk about the 7 years of tribulation and the rapture of the church and all those things. But you need to understand, my friend, the Lord's coming. The Lord's at hand. And if you miss His coming, and if I am still alive and that time comes, I tell you what, it's going to happen. It's going to happen so fast, and it's going to be such a joyful trip as I go right up into the heavens. But I tell you what, it's going to be sad for you, because you chose to neglect Jesus Christ. You chose not to come to the Lord Jesus. Please come to Jesus today and be saved. Change your ways, turn from your wicked ways, and repent and turn unto the Lord Jesus today and begin this sweet, wonderful walk, this walk that is different from the world, this walk that is sure, this walk that is solid, this walk that brings rejoicing from the heart up. It starts down deep in your heart and comes all the way out to where you can't stop smiling. My friend, it's a joy to be a Christian. We're told, and just going to get started, we're told, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Be careful for nothing. Don't worry. That's the key word to the world today. Worry. Fret. Worry about this. Worry about that. But my friend, a believer in Jesus Christ has nothing to worry about. And we're told not to worry. Be careful for nothing. We're told not to worry. Oh, my friend, to look unto the Lord Jesus. Very clear. Worry about nothing. Pray about everything. If we do that, believer, if you do that, your life would change. I want you to do that today. Stop that worrying. That worrying is just like we were talking about earlier there. You're no different in the world. The world worries about everything. Frets about everything. Don't worry. Don't worry. Worry about nothing but pray about everything. See, when I get a concern, I'm supposed to turn and take it to the Lord. Now, I said supposed to. Because I have trouble just like everybody else. Sitting down, thinking about it, fretting about it, worrying about it. All it does is give me a headache. My friend, don't worry. Just turn it to the Lord Jesus. Worry about nothing. Pray about everything. We'll pick up there next time. My friend, this Jesus that I talk about, what are you going to do about Jesus?